Welcome to another edition of Ultimate Key to Freedom, questions, answers, shares, and comments. Here we go. This one from Miriam Hammerly. Sorry if I mispronounced that, Miriam. What video from what day? Video 4. Okay, I don't know what day that is. Here we go. My friend completed the series at your home. She told me that you are now saying that we don't have to clear the cloud cover. She was surprised that you are still teaching this. Did she misunderstand you, or are you still selling old material? I'm very confused and would appreciate some clarity on this matter. Well, Miriam, as is often the case on questions when playing the game from the ultimate freedom perspective, with a capital P, if you will, there are multiple levels to the answer to the question. You've probably heard me say that before. You'll probably hear me say that again. The first and most important level of response and support here is this is very classic mind machine, buzz, whir, mind game noise. The mind machine has observed some sort of an interaction between you and your friend, has buzzed and whirred, and is now kicking out all this worry and anxiety and confusion and questions about stuff that in the greater scheme of things really doesn't make any difference. You're going through the Ultimate Key to Freedom videos. You're going through the content. What's being shared in the content is really what's important and what the spotlight's on. And this is really just, I used to call them just because I wanted to really shatter old lies, illusions, and stories. I used to call these bullshit questions just because I wanted to, again, aggressively dynamite a lie, an illusion, and a story. Now I call them curiosity questions. Coming from the mind machine that really, if they're answered, it doesn't make any difference. It's really just mind machine noise, accompanied by some anxiety and, some quote-unquote negative feelings, which you'll soon discover, if you don't know already, don't exist. So that's the first and most important level of response, is to look at what this really is. There was some sort of a conversation with a friend of yours. The mind machine observed it. It buzzed in word, and based on what's in its database, programs and algorithms, as you understand how that all works, kicks out all this worry and misunderstanding and confusion and stuff. So that's the most important thing. And if you can, to take a look at, as you're seeing in Ultimate Freedom, how did it appear? You know, is it a voice talking to you in your head? Is it a video? Is it a picture of your friend appearing in inner space and then a voice, to see how this particular output of the mind machine is constructed? That's the most important opportunity here. Now, having said that, I'll answer your question literally. The term sun and cloud cover have always been metaphors. The sun has always been a metaphor for the truth, true creative essence, who you really are. The cloud cover has always been a metaphor for whatever it is that blocks you from having a direct and consistent experience of the truth, of the sun. So it's a generic metaphor. Again, there's truth, and there's what blocks you from a direct and consistent experience with a capital E of the truth, which for our purposes now is what I'm calling ultimate freedom. So that metaphor is still active. Cloud cover still has to be cleared. What's blocking you from experiencing the truth, awakening ultimate freedom in my current language, still needs to be done. What doesn't need to be done anymore as it relates to ultimate freedom is the use of the tools, the process, the mini process, the appreciation and transformative vocabulary. That's from an earlier teaching. As you probably know, I used that earlier teaching. I used those tools for, 6.5 whatever years. It is what knocked out enough cloud cover that allowed me to see what was in the being and truth material and then the ultimate freedom material that you're going through here. It was absolutely invaluable, precious to me when I was doing it. And then it served its purpose. Enough cloud cover had been knocked out that way that the tools were not used anymore. The metaphor that I've used for that is the metaphor of a handyman. Forgive the male connotation to that. If you hire a handyman to come over to your house to help you with some sort of a project, And the handyman walks in and says, how can I help you? And you say, well, can you please repair this, fix this, do that. The handyman will then go back to his truck, her truck, and get the specific tools that they need to complete that job. And then once the job is completed, they put the tool away, use another one, or leave when the job's done. So the four tools that were part of the earlier teachings were meant to be used to knock out a certain amount of cloud cover and then to be discarded because they weren't needed anymore in a similar way. So the tools are no longer needed. Again, I'm going to say needed. There are people who have discovered the ultimate freedom teachings or the being in truth teachings, and they still like using the tools, and so they do. So there's not an order here or a command or a must that you need to stop using the tools. It's just they're no longer needed. Whether they continue to be used or not is a personal thing, and different people will do different things. But since cloud cover is simply a metaphor for whatever's blocking you, there are things, as you're going to see in the Ultimate Freedom videos as you continue to go through them, of things that are blocking a direct experience of truth, the awakening of ultimate freedom. And so you could say that you're still drilling through the cloud cover, whatever, even going through ultimate freedom. It's just that the way you do that is the way that you do that with ultimate freedom. It does not involve the tools. But cloud cover is still an active metaphor. It still represents everything that's blocking you from experiencing ultimate freedom. Well, let's say from ultimate freedom awakening, not from Miriam experiencing it, as you'll discover if you haven't already. And in terms of selling old material, I'm not quite sure what you're talking about, but as best as I understand that, here is my perspective on that. The way my journey has moved, I have been taken very deeply into something. I've experienced it to a very deep degree personally, and I've popped up and done a debrief on what I discovered, what I did, what I experienced. And that was in the form of a book or a course or a live event or a coaching program or whatever it might have been. And then on my journey, I then have been taken very deeply into something, going more deeply into the truth. I've been taken more deeply into something else, experienced that very deeply. And personally, so that I could teach it the way that the Robert character likes to, which is being able to answer any question, share everything from personal experience, nothing just ideas or concepts or theory. And then I popped up and did another debrief, which was the teachings called Being in Truth. And then I was, same thing repeated itself again. I was taken even more deeply into truth. I had a very deep and personal experience, popped back up, offered the ultimate freedom. So right now on my website, three things are available. There's what's called the Masters of Light program, which is the earlier teachings that include those four tools and what's typically called the Phase Two teachings or the Busting Loose teachings from the books. And there were some courses by that name. And then there's the Being in Truth teachings, and then there's the Ultimate Freedom, and those track my journey. And the reason that I still offer them is, number one, because that's what appears, that's what I felt motivated to do. And secondarily, when I've been aware of a thought process on this, it's been, I wouldn't be where I am if I had not used those Masters of Light Phase Two teachings and those tools. I would not be where I am, which is ultimate freedom. Again, bear with the I, that's not accurate. I'm just speaking loosely here. I wouldn't have been at ultimate freedom would not have awakened if there hadn't been the Being in Truth teachings in between. So, knowing that somebody might be able to come right to the ultimate freedom teachings and be able to have ultimate freedom awaken without ever knowing anything about those other teachings is possible. It's also possible that for other characters, what would be most supportive would be to follow a journey very similar to mine, which would be to start out with something like Masters of Light, use those four tools for a while, embrace that, then move on, maybe to Being in Truth, maybe to ultimate freedom. But that since that's the path I followed, and since it might be supportive to someone else, those teachings are still available. I still answer questions like I am here for the Masters of Light teachings, and the Being in Truth teachings. But I don't do live events. I don't have coaching programs. I don't do any new anything related to those teachings. I'm only offering the ultimate freedom in terms of something that's being done currently now. But again, I'm leaving those other experiences in place because they were so supportive to me. And I feel that they could be very supportive to someone else. Someday, if it becomes very clear that that's not the case, you know, that people are coming to my website, they're only doing ultimate freedom or whatever else I'm offering currently, I may remove those one day. But that's the thinking. So again, just to summarize, sun and cloud cover as metaphors of truth, and what's blocking you from the truth is still active. The way that you move through the cloud cover and allow the sun to shine more fully changes with the ultimate freedom teachings, changed with the being in truth teachings, but cloud cover is still active. It still needs to be removed. It's just the how, so to speak, is different with the ultimate freedom teachings than it was with using those four tools day in, day out, proactively, assuming that you are an individual who's doing that and that you're an individual who can get a benefit. Again, I don't know what day you're on with the, you say video four, but I don't know if that's day one, day two, day three, day four. So there's a lot more to the course. So my suggestion is take what I've said here, you know, let it ripple through your pond, if you will. Continue to go through the videos. I doubt this will be an issue beyond this. I really doubt it'll be an issue when you complete all of the videos and everything that's within the Ultimate Freedom Experience. But if there's something else along these lines once you complete it, then certainly feel free to come back. And that's all I feel motivated to share on that, Miriam. Thank you for your question.